The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, last hour on the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. We did discuss a bit of Robin Williams and the loss and what may have transpired there, depression, etc. But there were real physiological consequences to living a life like Robin Williams. What are they? Joining us now to discuss it, Liam Sheff, my good friend, and we share and mourn the loss of quite an extraordinary human being on this planet. He's touched the lives of millions around the world, and I couldn't help but not talk about it. We had to talk about it some more.
Yeah, this is very sad. Mike Adams came out with an article immediately talking about this sort of cutting edge of comedy that's being pushed away. Robin Williams was there. He's equal parts sentimentality. He was a very fine actor. I think everybody knows that. He was trained in. He did Shakespearean training. I mean,
Did he really come out of Juilliard?
Yeah. I believe he went to school with Christopher Reeve, and they were both classically trained actors. Ironically, with terrible endings. I know that he was a drug addict because he always talked about it. He had been a drug addict, cocaine. And from him we get the line, cocaine is God's way of telling you you're making too much money.
Right, right.
Well, yeah, cocaine industry.
And the irony here, Liam, I talked about with this Dr. King, I mean, you could have all the money in the world and you could still be massively depressed because something in life has gone awry. Something is just not happening for you, or you're not happening for it. I mean, what is it about our value system that you can have pretty much anything you want to have and yet still be empty or sad in this way? There's something that's going on that I think a lot of people are saying, well, what really happened?
I'm going to point a finger at booze.
Mm-hmm.
He was an alcoholic. He was an addict. And he had been struggling with that in the last decade. And probably fairly recently. Booze is, I've seen this in my family at times, and I've seen this in close friends. Alcohol is like gasoline. It's like, instead of water, imagine pouring gasoline on a plant. I had a friend, a very bright, very funny guy who I wanted to do comedy, a politics comedy with, and we had carved out a show that was in the realm of a puppet sort of South Park thing. It was very, very funny. And totally politically incorrect and wild. And he was great to talk with about it. But then when it came to having a meeting, he would show up a little bit drunk, and he would get drunker through the meeting by ordering drinks. Of course, we had to have the meeting at a bar or a restaurant. And I said, I don't understand this. You know, we have to work now. And I started to point out to him that he had a problem with alcohol. And, of course, he got very stern with me and was very angry. Because, of course, he didn't have a problem with alcohol. I had a problem. I didn't. Whatever the problem was mine. Well, you know, he continued to have a problem with alcohol, and as far as I know, he dropped out of trying to do anything creative in that way, and, of course, I wish him well. I've seen this over and over again. I've seen irrationality increase in conversations as people drink. I've seen depression increase as people drink. And there's something that's sucked out of you by the alcohol molecule. Literally, it's B vitamins, healthy fats. It's your damaged liver that's not working quite so well and struggling to deal with this actually, you know, this absolutely toxic poison.
Well, it's all, and also chronic dehydration, which is something that, that damages cellular metabolic function, activity, and physiological integrity long term. You mentioned the loss of certain B vitamins. You can have impact on the nervous system and demyelinate and create a horrible set of circumstances to where a normal sadness that can occur in any human can result in a deep, dark depression because there are physiological impairments, and that might be an understatement.
Right. In fact, alcoholics cling to their sadness as a badge of honor, their maudlin sadness, that, you know, that, that any, you know, alcoholics can do terrible things. They can beat up their spouses and in alcoholic rages. They can drive drunk and crash into an animal, a person, or a tree. And they're then overwhelmed by maudlin sadness that you have to somehow feel sorry for because they're so sad that they're sort of non-functional. But this is a product of the drink. When my partner Helen died, left, suddenly I was suicidally depressed, but I didn't drink and I didn't kill myself. If I had been a drinker, I would have killed myself.
Well, we talk about removing the governor on behavior, not only alcohol, but I think this is the big thing about the psychiatric medications like SSRIs. They apparently remove that inhibition to carry out thoughts, suicide or homicide, for instance.
Interesting.
And alcohol may play a role in removing, as we know, inhibition, and that could be one of those inhibitions.
You can remove the may. Alcohol removes inhibitions. That's why people drink. Oh, well, I have to have a shot of courage. Yeah, you've removed your normal set of inhibitions. Now, we're all wound so tightly because we come from this insane, you know, Levitical Judeo-Christian matrix that confuses us about who we are, what we're supposed to do, and, you know, how free we're allowed to be. So we are always feeling, we're always being shamed about something that's not real. So people are very anxious all the time. They grow up with terrible families. They have all kinds of baggage that they carry. So it's good to try to remove some of that. The way that you do that is to talk about it, write about it. You know, loosen up your diet, make it a little more plant-based, stop being so stubbornly attached to old habits, try more things, take a trip, travel, write in a journal, go to therapy, if I didn't say that already. And the way that you don't do it is to drink every night. Because by drinking every night, you don't actually loosen yourself up. You make yourself messy.
Mm.
And there's a difference. There's a difference between being loose and having a good bit of flexibility in your soul and being a puddle, a disaster, you know, something that's sort of colored outside the lines at this point. You know, you see where the lines used to be, and now you're leaking through all of them. Mm. Difference between being loose and being messy. Again, I was so openly depressed that
I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday, Liam. I mean, I was so sad in my heart, you know, in talking with you, but only wanted to be there for you. And I think that's a lesson perhaps for all of us. It's not that we, because everybody deals with somebody that's had a major loss. How do you do it? Do you try to take away their pain? You really can't.
Yeah.
But there are other ways where you can just be a listener, you know, allow the energy to flow. And again, these are lessons that you almost can't be taught. You somehow have to just kind of be sensitive to them. And it's just, it's awkward, maybe an understatement, but it's a heart thing.
Yeah. And you are a good friend. You were a good friend. And I have my good friends to thank for seeing me through. But again, I didn't hurt myself, even though I thought about it a lot.
Sure.
I didn't hurt myself because that governor wasn't gone. I was still rational and conscious.
Right. But you got to wonder in the Robin Williams case, did he have a friend that would actually be there and listen as opposed to try to enable it or pretend it doesn't exist or, you know, or drug it out of existence?
I don't know. I know I read that he was returning to 12 steps, but everything is a mystery and myth at this point with him. The drug toxicity will probably come back positive or something. I mean, he was, you know, maybe he was on antidepressants, but what happens is that if you are prolonged, people always think, do you, the drugs have to be in the system at the moment that you're doing something? No, this is long-term damage. You strip your myelin sheaths the way that we do with pesticides booze, foods that have no nutrients will take the B vitamins. B vitamins are a loose category for things that are interactive in the nervous system and that make your nervous system, including your brain.
That's why they're considered the stress vitamins, of course. But, you know, it's in everything scenario. It's not just one thing. There might be that one thing that tips it over the edge. And that's, you know, a very real thing. And very often it is, like you said, the alcohol or the drugs, whether it be cocaine or whether it be an FDA-approved variety, all of these things not addressing an underlying issue except to exacerbate what may already be there as a wound to the psyche.
I think so. So we can all have our wounds, but if you try to treat your wound with booze, you're not going to heal it. You'll just get messy. And then you'll yell at people for not getting you, and then you'll alienate friends, and then you'll hang out with drinkers, because drinkers really want to be around people who enable them. Booze will strip the B12 out of your system. You know, I'm always, you know, the Weston Price crowd is always screaming at the vegans about B12. Well, you know, scream at the alcoholic. You know, vegans can get B12 by eating nutritional yeast, but alcoholics strip everything.
They're wiping
from
it
your
out.
Gut.
Exactly.
And this is, of course, a disease, you know, state in which you have an addiction. Let's call it a diseased state, but you have an addiction, and so you're deeply imbalanced, and it's hard to quit. And quitting isn't just stopping, and you can't just be strong and quit. You've got to give yourself a lot in the way of nutritional supplementation, social support. You got to cut out a lot of people from your life when you stop drinking. The people who are your good time Charlie pals, and it's, you're not going to feel that euphoric high that you sometimes get, but the good news is you're not going to be stuck for the 80%, 90% of your time in that maudlin, piteous low, and that's where alcoholics live. And you know, you can see that sadness etched increasingly into Robin Williams' demeanor. It just oozed out of him, and you can see young Robin Williams being quite happy, and much, you know, middle aged Robin Williams being quite sad. Well, what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I was read on the air my friend Ann Archer's experience with him when he was on Mork and Mindy. You know, she had her students knocked on the trailer. He came out in his roller skates, grabbed her, put her on his skates, and just skated down the Boulder, you know, whatever street that was where you could skate down. But it shows a different aspect or a joy in a younger age and a time, and something beat it out of him, so to speak. And I go to the question of values in our culture. You know, that you could have everything in theory with economics, yet be so empty in one way that you'd be willing to end it all. Now, I've also talked about the pain that's very real. If you have, those that are in terminal, intractable back pain, I've been there and I can understand why someone would want to end it. But in this case, the value system in a culture of, you know, a millionaire, a multimillionaire could feel like he's got to work and do things he doesn't want to do just to get by. What does that tell us about the economic value system we have as well?
I have nothing but love for him and his memory and all things. And it's a very sad moment for me because he's part of our lives, part of my childhood.
All right, when we come back with Liam Sheff here, it's a Friday edition heading into the weekend. We'll talk planet Earth stuff, plate tectonics. I don't know how we're going to make the transition, but we are. You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In the show notes today, I've linked up a new article by Liam Sheff about plate tectonics. This is something he addresses in the book, Official Stories. And have you had more evolution of your understanding here? Or are they doubling down on the plate tectonics theory? Or is anybody open up to the growing Earth perspective? What's going on out there, Liam?
Plate tectonics is an idea that came about hodgepodge through the 20th century. I talk about chapter 10, really 8 and 10, really 8, 9 and 10 of Official Stories goes into the modern scientific groupthink, which really is about old religious dogma, but they just dress it up differently. So Big Bang is really just biblical Genesis with a couple of numbers. First, there was nothing which exploded. It was invented by a priest, if that makes you feel any better about it. That's why NASA never makes sense anymore. It's why nothing they say is true, or almost nothing, unless it's a very strict, you know, close observation. All their theories are garbage.
But the plate tectonics, doesn't it at least a little bit, Liam, come to this idea of if you look at all the continents, there's you could sort of fit them together. So it means they were together and they've been spreading apart. But there's a problem with that concept.
Well,
they're missing.
Yes, but I think if you shape the continents as almost anything on a globe and you shrunk the globe, you could make an argument that you could shrink it back to something. In the book, I give the problem with plate tectonics. And the problem is there's no mechanism for plate tectonics. It's an idea. And the idea is this. The Earth has, originally the idea was called uniformitarianism. That's an idea that came out of a religious point of view. The thing, God made things, made things this way. I'm not going to use the word God anymore for the thing that appears in the Bible. That's Yahweh. You know, be very specific. But Yahweh made the world, or Elohim, or whomever, made the world, and the world was always that way, and everything has always been that way. That's the religious point of view. The movement out of, you know, the Reformation and the so-called Enlightenment decided that that couldn't quite be true, so things maybe changed over time. Now we're stuck with this idea that things changed over time, but they're also exactly the same. So the Earth grows. I mean, this is standard plate tectonics theory. The Earth is growing all the time. It's growing. I know you didn't know that. And it's also shrinking at exactly the same rate of speed, so it never grows. In other words, uniformitarianism holds sway. There are two counter arguments to it. One is one I present in the book. I don't think it's true. I think it's interesting that the Earth grew. There's no mechanism that can show how it grew, but it's a very fun argument because at least, I don't know, you can slide the continents back, and the way they date the ocean floor makes it appealing. The problem with it is there's no mechanism and you can't prove it. The other argument is that we don't know what the Earth is doing. The Earth probably swells a little bit and cools a little bit, because it's hot, and then it cools a little bit. The earthquakes that we experience are most likely not giant plates sliding against each other, but are electromagnetic effects like lightning underground that are driven by the sun, which is the energy source of everything in our solar system. So we have telluric currents running through the Earth. That means that they're electrical currents powered by the sun. You know, we don't know why. Nobody's interested in that. But there's an excerpt from my book up on your website called Plate Tectonics, Math, Myth, Fact, or Just an Official Story. And I know we're going to hit the clock in this short segment, but maybe should we do this when we come back? I mean, should we talk about what they propose? Because, you know, it is interesting.
Well, yeah, I am fascinated by it. I think one of the things I remember talking to you about when you were exploring this issue was, you know, the mystery of the dinosaurs, these so-called large fire-breathing terra lizards, whatever they are, that they're so large that in today's gravity they couldn't sustain, they wouldn't be able to hold themselves up. So how would you explain some rationale that there had to be much lower gravity for them to have existed? Would that mean or indicate a smaller Earth, or will the size of the Earth not matter in terms of gravitational force?
No, the size of the Earth would matter, but gravity then has to be understood as not an effect of a size of a planet, but the electromagnetic charge or relationship of the planet to its sun.
Mm.
So that argument is what's our give me the clock, Jimmy.
Yeah, we're about 30 seconds away from our first break or second break here. So
here's the teaser. Gravity on Earth has probably changed. Because, as Robert said, a six-story animal would have to have a heart the size of a small car. And a heart the size of a small car could not exist pumping blood up six stories without exploding every blood vessel.
And that's why that Godzilla I saw out the other day, it was just a cloud. Just a cloud. So stick around. We got lots more healing to go and a planetary discussion with Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right. I don't know if we're offending any Earth muffins today, Liam, but, you know, certainly those that believe in a mysterious Big Bang, out of nothing came something, or perhaps those that are really attached to the tectonic slide theory. I just like the electric slide of the 1970s. It's disco. It's come, it's gone, let it go. But, you know, when you go into the things we've discussed, too, the growing Earth, well, we don't have evidence to say that it is, but I ask you about gravity, and you say, well, that may have to do with electromagnetic forces, shifts in electromagnetic intensity, perhaps, more than the size of the planet.
Yes. Number one, disco will never die. Remember, put your 9 to 5 up on the shelf and just enjoy yourself. That's what I'm trying to say. Number two, so there are three or four current models of how plate tectonics should work but doesn't. It's important to understand that geologists have no idea what they're talking about unless they're looking at local rock formations. But when you're talking about an 8,000-mile diameter planet, you know, they've managed with a drill to dig about 9 miles into it. So they don't know what they're talking about. They take echo measurements, sonar measurements, you know, location measurements into something that they've never seen. So they don't know what's happening. They know that the Earth is becoming increasingly compacted, atomically dense, and plate tectonics asks us to believe that some basalt, when it, you know, is on the ocean floor, somehow dives down through layers of basalt on the ocean floor. Rock decides to turn, dive through rock, and drag the entire rest of the ocean floor with it, centimeter by centimeter, year by year, century by century, until the continents slide around like pucks on an air hockey table. This isn't even remotely plausible. This is not even good science fiction. It's total absolute nonsense, and plate tectonics is total absolute nonsense. Now, people get upset and say, well, why, you know, what do we do? What do you mean? What do you mean? There's nothing to do. This is just an idea that people made up, and they're collecting money to research. Nobody knows in any current theory how planets are, or even how planets are formed, which is in Chapter 9 of the book. Planets are now assumed to be formed after Immanuel Kant, you know, 18th century Prussian philosopher, or was it 17th, by some dust accumulating and then compacting and for some reason becoming a planet or a star, depending. And that's nonsense. You know, planets are hard, rocky things that are most likely expelled from low-glow stars. They're coronal mass ejections, and then they cool. That's where you get all that afterbirth of asteroids, meteorites, comets. You know, the universe makes sense as an organic living system in which stars expel material. Those cool become planets. Stars schism and split. Stars are electrically powered, throttled by the long, large currents that go through the solar system, galaxy, and universe. Well, you can do real studies with this stuff. You can recreate a lot of it in the laboratory. You can recreate the shape of galaxies, that distinctive pinwheel shape, with an electromagnetic current. You can create the shape of Saturn rings with an electromagnetic current being shot at a metallic globe that's electromagnetically charged in a laboratory setting. You can create the corona of the sun doing the same thing. You can create all of the phenomena of outer space in laboratories with electromagnetic guns shooting through a field of particles, you know, of a gas that will take the charge and then glow in a particular color. So you can create everything that's in outer space doing that way, but they don't do that at NASA. They think that the universe is a big dead empty that exploded from nothing. First, there was nothing which exploded. Big Bang, non-theory. It's not testable. It's not reproducible. It's not a theory. We shouldn't call it a theory. It's not one. Now, plate tectonics rides, I don't know, Caudicil rides in the little sidecar to this saying, well, you know, the Earth is an accidental accumulation. No, it's not. It's an expulsion of a star. And the Earth is growing exactly the same rate of shrinking. No, it's not. That's a myth. And the dissent from this is probably significant in the Earth sciences, and we don't get to hear about it because it's not a sexy issue.
Well, the longer I find myself on this planet, the more the as above, so below principle, and I think you've related that in somewhat scientific terms, that if you find a pattern in the universe in a macrocosm scale, it duplicates itself on that microcosm scale, whether you get into fractals or whatever you, how you describe it, that what you're doing is actually quite logical. It's not based on a fantasy that isn't even a theory of some sort of a Big Bang. You know, what's the purpose of that? We've talked about the religion of science and the science of religion. I think it ties in here. But I think what is more majestic, if you will, is to recognize that, I don't know if symmetry is the right word, but that pattern that has emerged from the largest to the smallest, and that's where we should be looking.
Right. So let's talk about gravity. If the Earth had a different relationship with the Sun, or the Earth was a satellite of Saturn, for example, is something that some people argue, like Walt Thornhill at holoscience.com, thunderbolts.info. If a planet has a different relationship with a star, if a planet is part of a smaller star system, its electromagnetic relationship with the star will help create, as it does its weather, and the telluric currents that run through the ground that probably are what's create. You know, everybody who's into the HARP thing says, oh, there was an electromagnetic flux before the earthquake. No, that was the earthquake.
Hmm.
That's what happens. If you look up cross-reference underground lightning, earthquake, you'll find that there are mass electrical discharges in earthquakes. Well, why would that be? Because the universe is electromagnetic. We cannot generate that kind of energy with a satellite or with, you know, shooting a couple microwaves in the air. That's big stuff. That's the Sun. So, you know, that's what's probably happening. Not big plates that we can't see striking against each other, but there are more electromagnetically active zones. And those are constantly being rumbled like lightning and thunder. It's, you know, think of an earthquake as underground thunder. And that, doesn't it make a little more sense? Like, oh yeah, that kind of makes sense. Big thunder claps, it happens, it subsides. That's how the universe expresses itself, electromagnetically. But, again, plate tectonic non-theory is that, you know, the ocean floor, which is thousands of miles of cracked cold basalt, it's not some solid slab, you know, somehow slides along, dragging Africa with it, you know, somewhere, or somehow is pushed along from the middle of the Atlantic.
I think it's only possible if they're utilizing, like, that lubricant from our friends at Aloe One.
Right? Oh, yes.
Under the subduction theory becomes plausible with the
Aloe Joy.
With the Aloe Joy, thanks to Amanda. So, like I said, so maybe these so-called scientists should be consulting with Aloe One on this.
Yes, Amanda and Michael... Haley.
Yes.
Haley of Aloe One. They sent me a box of aloe. It came in a box, but they sent me a bottle of the drinkable aloe.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. And I think I had some die off in the first day because it was just sort of scrubbing the crap out of my intestines.
Yep.
And then by day two, again, my tongue got coated. And by day two or three, my eyes, my tongue, mm-hmm. I think even my nails started to look healthier, and so I really need more of that.
Did you do the combination with the silver? I've done it both ways because I love their aloe, but of course that's been my favorite since we have discovered it, if you will, the form of aloe that I like to use with the silver because they're just, it's the 1+1=3 factor. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, they're better than everybody else. Stockton aloe.
Yep. Aloe One, the number one, aloe1.com.
Right.
So there you go. So we've salvaged the subduction theory based on a lubrication from the aloe vera plant.
Right. Right. So if gravity was different, then you can explain dinosaurs. And if you want to read more, go get my book. Listen, everybody, it's $2.99 on Kindle this month of August. It's $2.99 on Kindle. Go buy it, read it, enjoy it. 10 chapters, 11 topics. It probably will change your mind about a lot of things. Because it's a history book about the history that's totally apparent, but that we're not told about now. I'm going to upset you a little.
Hold on. I just want to preface this.
Mm-hmm.
I do, because it's a mixed bag. When we come on and talk about these topics, there's always somebody that's going to get upset, but nothing more. I mean, even HIV didn't upset people as much as the discussion of you diving into the history of the Bibles, if I can say it that way.
Los Biblos.
Yes, Los Biblos. And I think I just want to say you are a researcher and a journalist, investigator, and a historian. And you come at it from a very, I perceive, detached point of view. It's like, this is what I'm uncovering.
Well, I'm attached to, my attachment is to the excitement of discovering what was hidden.
Okay.
It's a very excited point of view. And it's like, hey, look, they hid this. Isn't that interesting? Why would they hide that? Huh, that's interesting. They told us this story, but look at all the details. So, you know, when I started to dive into religion, I did so as an outgrowth of my look into the AIDS thing, the vaccine thing, and I realized that AIDS and vaccination, a number of other things, are held as religious principles. They're immune to critical thinking. And when I, you know, when I understood that, it became clear to me that the underpinnings were religious. The mm-hmm. underpinnings of AIDS were Leviticus. The underpinnings of vaccination were threshold processes of, you know, rites of passage, I should say.
Yes.
Baptisms and coming of age ceremonies. That's why people are so damned attached to them. It's because they're not scientific. People should be ashamed of using the word science as though it has any meaning these days. They, you know, if they're talking about technology, I understand. But when they talk about science, they just mean we believe it and you're stupid. That's all they're saying.
Well, and in the vaccine religion, it's they're arguing that their belief in vaccination is superior to yours in
yeah.
not vaccinating.
Yeah, and it's just a belief system. So when I dove into, and we're going to hit a break, I know, but when I dove into religion, I'm going to continue to dive, because this is my favorite part of the history of the world, is Roman history. And when you look at, now somebody wrote a snarky letter about how the King James Version of the Bible was the only true word of God, and I think that we sufficiently dismantled that, and I was a little heated. Sorry if I totally upset anybody, but, you know, it's clearly not. It's clearly a piece of historical, collected writing that was, you know, brought together over centuries. They had centuries to write this stuff. And when you do that, you go, aha, you know what? Maybe this true story of spiritual connectivity in the universe is bigger than anybody ever put into a book. There you go. That's the point I'm trying to make to anybody who, I guess, has ears to listen.
All right. Well, with that, you want to hang out till the end of the show today, or you want to take off and have your weekend? It's up to you, my friend.
All right. I'll hang out and say goodbye, but I'll be quiet.
Oh, you'll be quiet. All right. You be quiet, sir. No, don't be quiet. We like talking. This is what radio is all about. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Sheff, my guest this hour. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com, including the new story, if you will, or article on plate tectonics by Liam. Very cool. We'll be right back to wrap it up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, heading into the weekend with my good friend Liam Sheff. And I like movies. I don't get to see them all that much, so I appreciate all the more when Liam on his website has actually done five recent movies that have some mojo, some reviews there. So let's do some movie reviews to wrap it up.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll start with this one. I actually saw this. We actually went to the theater, and I brought my son to see it with us, and he appreciated it. It's called Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise.
Jack Reacher, written by from the book series by Lee Childs, is tough. It's gritty. It's interesting. I think it's a really good detective story that flirts heavily with the notion of getting off the grid, of being outside of the Federal Reserve. You know,
I like that, being left alone. The guy had seen enough. He didn't want to have anything to do with it.
No, I liked it. I liked it a great deal. There's some silly fighting at the end. It is violent. It is clearly violent. Don't bring your little kids to it.
Right.
It's an adult movie, and there's some fights at the end that you think, you know, that's just for the audience, because a real guy really trained in fighting tries to avoid fighting that way.
Yeah.
Especially when he had the upper hand. But it's taut and interesting.
Yeah, and my wife liked the movie too. She's sort of into action stuff, but it was done well, I think. And Robert Duvall was in it too.
He was great.
Yeah. This one's more. Is this more of a chick flick? This one's called Girl in Progress. I did not see this.
It's a family movie for mothers and daughters. I have a lot of friends who are moms, and so I watch these movies. And I'm just interested in screenwriting, so I watch. And I suppose the little girl in me really appreciated the Girl in Progress. Eva Mendes is a gorgeous and maybe a little bit slutty mom who's making some mistakes, seeing a guy who's married. It's not really going to go anywhere. Her daughter is incredibly bright and is zooming ahead of her mother's you know, intellectual position. And so the daughter plots a coming of age thing for herself so she can grow up faster and get away from her mother sooner. And of course, the plotting that she does backfires in every way, because life isn't a book and you have to deal with the reactions of people around you. It, you know, it can be an upsetting thing to watch, but I do recommend it.
All right, Girl in Prize. Then we move to another one. Is this more of a manly movie, Enemy, with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal. Brother of Maggie Gyllenhaal. Terrific family of actors. This is not a guy movie. This is an art house movie. This is an incredibly strange movie about the machine world that we all live in. A total lack of nature. The symbolisms are large tarantula spiders, naked women, a double. A guy finds that he has an exact double. An exact double who is not him. And it freaks him out. They meet, and I won't ruin the rest.
Okay. RoboCop. I saw the old Paul Verhoeven vision, a dystopian future, another machine take over the world concept. How did the new one do?
The new one was terrific, except for the long, boring shoot 'em up ending. This is a horror movie. This isn't an action movie. This is a movie about the machine world again. There's a cop. He, you know, it's a vaguely interesting story. It's well played, well acted by everybody in it. He loves his family, loves his wife, very connected, young kid that he has with his wife. And he's blown apart and put back together like a toaster. You know, they just have a thread, a tiny bit of this guy that they plug into a machine. It's not, there's no robot romance about it. It is a horror movie.
And it is a horrific concept. And, you know, the original Verhoeven one was excruciatingly violent, but it was also very topical in the way it observed what was happening in our culture even back then. So interesting.
And I think this one was overlooked by some critics because they just didn't understand that they're living in a machine world. So that, because this one isn't as funny as Verhoeven's, it's very disturbing. I think it's a brave movie.
Right. Okay. You've covered a lot of topics related to marriage. Does this one appeal to you because it's called After the Wedding?
After the Wedding is it's a pretty manipulative Danish movie, but it's so well performed. There's a guy who comes back to a wedding of, you know, the woman he used to be with, the daughter of the woman he used to be with, and, you know, they begin to realize that not everything is what they said, and maybe that daughter isn't from her new marriage, but maybe it's from the old one, and then questions are asked. It has a strange ending that brings people together who'd been apart for a long time, but it's just so well acted, you wonder why American movies can't have this level of intense emotionality and characterization. So it is recommended.
All right, well, there you go. Movie reviews heading into the weekend with Liam Sheff, always shifting and mixing it up a bit here. And to borrow from another movie line, I think it was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, they said, you know, be excellent to each other, right? Boil it down to some simple stuff. You can do that. And with that, we're going to take a break until Sunday. We'll be back live. We've got a kid who is putting together a teen network, television news network. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. In the meantime, remember this, my friends. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.